Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I have a couple of guests we are speaking with this morning. The Audrain County Presiding Commissioner Alan Winders is with us, and also the attorney for Audrain County, Lou Leonati. I want to say good morning to you fellows.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us this morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. I know this has been a very important topic in the community for several years ongoing now. And I just wanted to kind of reset the situation with healthcare in Audrain County and Mexico. The hospital, as we know it, was with SSM several years ago, and this is where things kind of started, I guess. SSM sells the Callaway Hospital to a group called Noble Health, and Mexico, then several years after that, gets sold to Noble as well. Let's just kind of take it from there and kind of your perspective. Alan, we're going to start with you. Give us the timeline as to what has happened with our hospital since then.
Yeah, so when Noble Health bought it, they were not they weren't really hospital operators. You know, they weren't known as hospital operators. They certainly gave it a good effort, you know, and tried, but at the end of the day, they were real estate owners and venture capitalists. So ultimately, it didn't work because of the things, I believe, because of the things they didn't know about running a hospital. So when they started looking for a way out, then they sold it to a group called Platinum. Noble closed the hospital. So Platinum bought a hospital that was not open. And they also were not hospital operators. They did not, you know, at least not known hospital operators, and they never got it off the ground. And after that, it sold. I'm not sure whether it went through someone else's hands very briefly, but ultimately it sold to something called Pasture Medical, which turned out to be Ziva, which turned out that they would like to have run a hospital, but they're not hospital operators and they're not known hospital operators. And ultimately, in spite of their efforts, they had put a number of people on and done some things in the building. Ultimately, in spite of their efforts, they were not successful. Again, they were real estate investors, venture capitalists, and so it leads us to where we are right now. We no longer have a hospital. There is a building down there. We no longer have a hospital, and vendors haven't been paid, employees haven't been paid. The county made a $1.8 million loan to Noble. That's not paid back. Really, the community, it winds up holding the bag for the attempts in this model of venture capitalists, real estate folks, of their attempts to run a hospital. So that's why ultimately the county said, as a part of a bankruptcy negotiation, either bring us a credible bona fide hospital operator or we can't really negotiate on anything, because the community deserves that. Sorry, I'm not sure that's where you wanted to go with that, Matt. But.
Yeah, absolutely is. And we're going to get into this a little bit further, but I'm going to bring in Lou Leonati here. You've kept a journal of kind of everything that has gone on from the very beginning with the hospital. Kind of some of the things that you've been keeping in your journal and kind of where we were at then and where we're at now, if you will.
Well, I think two things really stick out. One is SSM, when they sold the hospital to Noble Health, neither they nor the community was aware of the fact that one of the principals of Noble had a consent cease and desist order that they were not to participate in Medicare programs. Okay? The other is they tried to they had a vendor. They tried to take what we would call clinical management software for like a medical office or a medical clinic and use that to operate the hospital. and they were unable to convert their accounts receivable into cash. So you had a balance sheet that showed millions of dollars in accounts receivable. But it couldn't be collected. So the community, and the community being the county commission and several private individuals, frankly, made loans to help meet the payroll. I clearly recall that was a Friday before Thanksgiving so that they could meet their Thanksgiving payroll and the payroll afterwards. Some other people came on the scene. The community worked very actively with them, frankly set up meetings with state agencies. Clearly recall we had a meeting that Senator O'Loughlin had helped us set up with the licensing agencies so that the people coming in would know what they had to do, how they had to do it, etc. Okay? So there was lots of cooperation, lots of working together, I clearly recall going to my first meeting as a board member of Catholic Charities in Jefferson City, and I got a call on my car phone, and I talked for 20 minutes with a gentleman named Cliff Sullivan, who lived in a suburb of Portland, Oregon, and he told me that he had just bought the stock of Noble owned by Platinum and had heard that we had a community day of prayer and knew that we would be successful. And he actually named his company after a canonized saint in the Catholic Church. Well, he sold the company to Pastor within probably 60 days of that. Okay, so what it really shows is that the successors to the original operating company, Noble, did not do any due diligence in terms of trying to figure out the liabilities, the assets. We made them aware when they asked us of the problems, but eventually led to the closing of the hospital and then the filing of a bankruptcy proceeding for not only the Audrain facilities, but the facilities in Calhoun County. And that's, frankly, where we are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And whenever this transfer of stock is going through, try and help me understand this a little bit. Is there actually any money that is exchanging hands between these folks, or how does all of that work? Can anybody explain that?
Very little. Very little.
But conceptually, yeah. Noble had stock, right?
Yeah.
And they've sold the company by selling the stock.
Yeah, see, they have Medicare numbers, which are important, and they have licensures. So if you don't buy the stock, then you have to go through getting new Medicare numbers, go through the whole licensure process, and that's 6 months to a year. So that's why these folks are buying stock. Now,
the part that's technically legal but to me, not being a lawyer, is inexplicable, is how you can buy a company and buy the assets but not the liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's being argued in court right now. So that's where, if I could circle back to unpaid wages, the loan that the county made to Noble was to pay wages, to pay vendors, you know, to keep people's pay going. Every company that we have met with since Platinum, I don't think we ever met with
Cliff Kroner. Sullivan.
Yeah, with Cliff Sullivan. Every company we've met with since, we as a commission have said, you got to pay the employees. You got to pay the employees. They're owed back wages. They're, you know, people have individually been harmed. We obviously, that's fallen on deaf ears. But that is also the reason why, with the $1.8 million loan we made, which was from CARES money, it was federal money, not local tax money, it was federal money to help us repair ourselves from the damage done from COVID, and certainly this falls in that category, we made that $1.8 million loan, but we have not pursued more diligently trying to collect it because we don't want to be our collections to be in front of employee wages, employee insurance premiums, and vendors being paid. So we certainly have filed suit, but we have not. We have intentionally tried to ensure that we're not in front of those guys in terms of being paid back.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break and let's go back and let's explore in this next segment, you know, because I know that there are several claims out there, Callaway County employees, also Audrain County employees. Let's kind of explore where that's at. Whenever we come back here in just moments on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.